100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The virus is going around. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Wear a mask. Don't eat bats. Don't be a dumbass. Don't be a jerk. And these people are wearing mesh masks? What's the answer to that? I don't understand that. What are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Oh my God. Just such... I don't understand. But hey, this is the 100 Word Stories podcast. We don't need to get into all that. The topic for this week for the weekly challenge is SOAR. So let's soar above the madness and listen to some stories, and I will get with you afterwards.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called An Elusive Thought. Flap, flap, higher, higher. Push, yes, push. So tired, so far. What did he tell me? Flap. What was it? Tears. Only tears are left. Higher. Below me sea. Above me sky. What did he tell me? Flap. Something in the sky. A line of fuzzy green. What did he tell me about green? Higher, higher. Green is full of brown. Blue, green, brown. Flap. Keep flapping. He didn't need to tell me that. Higher. Hot. Higher. Not good. What did he tell me? Hot. Not good. Why am I soaring towards the sun? Yes, that's what he said. And that's it for this week. Good night, America. Wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 743 with a prompt of SOAR. Here's my story. Bilbert told his father, "If the superheroes are at the office working together, maybe I should go there too. Lend a hand." His dad shook his head. "You're young, Bilbert. I wouldn't want to put you in danger." "I wouldn't be in danger, Dad. I could soar high above them all and give reports of the enemy's movements. They wouldn't even see me." Mr. Wienerheimer raised his eyebrows. "That might not be a bad idea." Linoleum Amanda tugged at Bilbert. "Come on, let's go." "Where do you think you're going?" Bilbert asked her. "You concentrate on flying. I'll do the reporting." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Isn't this incredible? Being able to soar, like eagles, so far above the earth. Everything spread out beneath us, far below. They say that after you've done your first skydive, you'll come back, time and time, again. It's certainly held true for me. I've lost count of how many jumps I've made. And it's a safe bet that I'll be coming back for more. However, I'm afraid you won't be coming back for another jump. You forgot the golden rule. Always pack your own parachute. Never trust someone like me to do it for you. See you. on the ground.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. At the top of the mountain, all we could hear was the fire burning the logs, and we waited for a sign, one day and another. Time went by, no sign. Our children waited, and their children. And when there was no hope left, I stood up. I've been here since the beginning. I'm tired. I'm leaving. Everyone protested. I raised my hand. Silence. We have burned everything around here. Look, it's ridiculous. Enough is enough. We don't even have a twig to burn. A twig. Someone at the back whispered, "What was the sign all about again? I forgot." And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Good morning, this is Richard. And this is my story on the topic SOAR. It's called Interviews. I used to be hopeless at interviews. I never knew how to project confidence or show myself in a good light, and I always struggled to answer questions in a meaningful way. That was until I discovered the SOAR technique. Situation, obstacle, action, result. It's been a huge boost to my confidence, allowing me to take the initiative at interview, demonstrate my talents to the utmost, and to deliver responses of the highest calibre. Unfortunately, it hasn't resulted in me getting any job offers. So, if you can point me towards any techniques to nail that part, let me know. Okay, until next time, goodbye.
Thomas here. I've been gone a while, but I'm back. And while I've been gone, I haven't been gone far. I've been lurking in the shadows and peering around the corner, enjoying everything you guys do. It's good to be back. Today's offering is the briefest moment. You never saw it coming. The circus life. Shocking, even to him. Sore feet, bad knees, and the never-ending stench of gunpowder embedded deeply in his sinuses. Good money with very little work, a trailer to himself, store-bought liquor, and surprisingly, women seem drawn to a human cannonball. But that's not why he does it. There is a brief moment where the cannon no longer propels. And gravity has yet to claim you, floating, weightless, omnipotent, exultant. A perfect landing, a bow, and a flourish. He exited the big top like a god who walked amongst the sheep. Thank you. I can't wait to see you guys again.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Hummingbirds flap their wings at eye-blurring speed to stay in the air, while vultures and eagles and other birds spread their wings and soar, circling thermal currents to rise higher and higher. And then there's the penguins, who use their wings to glide under the water. What of the ostrich, the emu, the kiwi? Well, the first two run with their powerful long legs, but the kiwi, squat little thing, just roots around and pecks at bugs and other tiny treats. Then there's Bill, so foolish with the cardboard flats duct taped to his arms, always getting trapped in revolving doors.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of SOAR by you, the people, the folks who write this stuff. Hey, I'm seeing a whole bunch of hits from Malaysia. If you're from Malaysia, I want to hear a 100-word story on your take, the Malaysian take of things on the topic of... Oh my God, now I got to look it up. Powder. So, hey, join in. Let's see what you got. Be creative. Express yourself. SOAR. Thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge. Whether you listen, write stories, come from various places in the world, India, Malaysia, I've seen hits from all over. I saw one from Zimbabwe recently. Hey, dude, ma'am, come on in. All over the world. And, as always, keep it brief.